Hey there, audio listener. You better be blind, because there are a lot of visual elements to this show. I'm surprised that you're not really watching it. Some people watch on YouTube, obviously, where we've been demonetized and remonetized, and I just checked my watch, demonetized again. The only way to support this content really is to join up at lottowithcredit.com/mugclub. It's $99 annually, $69 for students, veterans, active military, and you get access to the entire Blaze catalog. You get Dave Rubin, you get Glenn Beck, you get Mark Levin, a whole bunch of shows, and you get access to a daily show that's not available here. So, you know, you can join up, or you can plan on me actually just filling this show to the brim with ads for products that you don't need or want, and you'll have to get used to hitting the fast forward button. The choice is yours. Enjoy the show.
Exclusive poll numbers show voters largely agree with how Governor Whitmer is handling the pandemic.
Governor Whitmer is getting high marks from those polled. More than 60% say that they approve of the job she's been doing in handling this crisis.
We're leading, and we're making a big difference. We've saved thousands of lives. Our economy is re-engaged. We've got some of the best numbers in the country, and we want to stay that way.
The Sterling Heights Nursing Home is trying to control the spread of COVID-19 after a number of their residents have been diagnosed with the virus. It happened only after the facility accepted 24 COVID-positive patients from area hospitals, a decision that baffled residents and their loved ones.
The decision followed an executive order by the governor.
From the very beginning, the governor was allowing COVID-positive patients to be placed in the same nursing home as COVID-negative patients. But many in the legislature disagreed and went to work to try and change the policy.
Cross-contamination between patients and healthcare providers is a significant risk.
The bill introduced Wednesday would make it illegal to knowingly house anyone with the virus in nursing homes, and it has bipartisan support. Both lawmakers brought up the horrifying abuse at one of these so-called hubs in Detroit, where 20-year-old Jaden Hayden brutally beat his elderly roommate, a resident of Westwood Nursing Home. Hayden was living there temporarily after being diagnosed with the coronavirus.
But the governor now has vetoed it.
Governor Whitmer is still standing by her policy of placing COVID-positive patients in nursing homes with people who are COVID-negative.
There hasn't been one nursing home that has taken a COVID-19 patient that they didn't think that they were prepared to care for.
Across the state, nursing homes are not prepared with enough PPE.
I'd like to hear what data was relied on to pick nursing homes to bring in COVID patients to infect those that weren't infected, to kill those loved ones.
To thank the Lansing PD and Michigan State Police for keeping us all safe today. Clap for them! And one thing I want to reiterate, I know I've talked about this online, please, everyone here, whether you're here in agreement or protest, we ask that you leave this place cleaner than you found it. Be safe, respectful. We don't need any more rioters or looters going on. All right, so some of the things that I'm about to talk with you about today might sound repetitive. I know that a lot of you may know this information. Unfortunately, a lot of Americans don't. Now, I think that Michigan should be the most wonderful state in the union. I believe it can be. And unfortunately, it's been brought to its knees through systemic policy that we've also been misled about. Can I take a second, by the way? I wasn't planning on this morning, but the president, obviously, you've just heard, diagnosed with COVID. If we could take like 5 seconds just to say a prayer for the guy, if that's okay? Lord, we pray for President Trump, his family, for a swift recovery, that he'd be one of those people with lighter symptoms. He'd come through this. And you know what? We also pray for Governor Whitmer, even though we may not agree with everything that she says, does. Pray for everyone involved, safe, swift recovery, and for the recovery of our nation. Speaking of people who trespass against us, in Jesus' name, thank you. Or as I say, good guy, God. Now, I was born in Michigan. I was born in Michigan. I was raised in Canada a lot of my life, sorry. My wife, this is the reason I'm here today. My wife was raised in Michigan. When I got married and chose a place to settle down, for 6 years we lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her parents were raised in Michigan. My parents were raised in Michigan. My grandparents were born and raised in Michigan. And my wife's grandparents were born and raised in Michigan. As a matter of fact, my grandfather-in-law, Fred, he not only was a bombardier in World War II, he was a professor at a Michigan college, and he was a mayor, city supervisor of Bloomfield Township. And we lost him not that long ago, but he is survived by his wonderful wife, my Grandma Ruth, who I think we can bring up here. This is my Grandma Ruth. That is a week ago, 2 days before her 97th birthday. And as you can see, she's out and about telling COVID to go fornicate itself with a wire brush. Unfortunately for my grandma, she is spry, she's with it, but was recently a victim of attempted murder by this woman, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. All right, okay, I figured that one would go over well. So, something that I want to be clear about as we move through today, and this is not really in my wheelhouse, it's not what I do, this isn't really a show. Hopefully it arms all of you with information, and we can demand information from your elected officials, and hopefully the rest of the country will pay attention. Let me say in no uncertain terms, Governor Whitmer, her policies have directly led to untold deaths of Michigan seniors, thousands, and you have been, at worst, deliberately misled, and at best, deliberately misled about those numbers. And that's why we are going to be calling upon the governor of Michigan here, regardless of where you line up, to release the Whitmer death toll. That's what we are here to ask for today. And you know, I know that there's some people here in protest, and here's something, I know, okay, we're telling a few jokes, we're having fun at the governor's expense, which isn't that hard. Here's the deal. We often hear this term, common ground. Well, you know what? I don't care if you're far left or far right, if you're to the right of Attila the Hun, if you're to the left of Stalin, you're somewhere in between. The only common ground that we can find, it's not found on being a centrist. It's not found in centrism. It's found in truth. And so I do hope that even if you may not agree with some of the conclusions today, whether you think that this state should be locked down in perpetuity or the country should be locked down in perpetuity, or you think that people should be free to make their own decisions and to continue making their livelihoods, it all starts with having the truth available, and Michigan has not had that. It's time for the truth to be available. That's all this is about. I'm sorry, I have these slides with me because I don't use prompter. It's not really my thing. I wish I could pull a Joe Biden and just have it in front of me, going by rote. Something else, too, I think is really important for people who are paying attention. There's been a narrative set out there that if you think that the perpetual lockdowns, which have led to deaths, which have led to increased mental illness, which have led to countless businesses being shut down, that you don't care about protecting our citizens. No, listen, I will give the benefit to those I disagree with that they haven't given to us. I do believe that everybody wants to protect our most vulnerable. And I think it's time that people understand that those on the right, that those in agreement with our president, have been trying for months systemically to protect our most vulnerable. Let me ask you this. If we're talking about protecting our most vulnerable, namely our seniors and our sick, how does a perpetual lockdown help that? We are going about in the exact wrong way. We lock everyone down. Is it safer? Any safer. 3 months from now, for 90-year-old Grandma Ruth, 97-year-old Grandma Ruth to go back out there? You don't quarantine the healthy and shut down businesses. You protect the sick. And you protect those who cannot protect themselves. And that's the exact opposite of what we've done in Michigan. And what I am going to present is irrefutable. You may not agree with the conclusions. We have filed many petitions for freedom of information under the Freedom of Information Act. Good for this governor. There is no accountability during a pandemic, and it has just been punted by 5 days and then 10 days. So there are some numbers that we don't have access to, but that's where you guys will come in at the end of this. We'll come back to that. So let me bring your attention first to the policy here in Michigan from Governor Whitmer. This is something important because everyone here, we remember we were trying to flatten the curve. I understand that, and I agree with that. And by the way, if you guys can wear a mask today, I encourage you to do so. Practice social distancing as you feel safe. Great. We're not here to make a political statement on that. We are here to look at the data, the facts, the science that have either been hidden or flat out denied by Governor Whitmer. Now, let me substantiate that. Governor Whitmer, when the outbreak hit, she refused to transport COVID patients out of nursing homes to protect seniors. As a matter of fact, as far as I know, and it's tough to get this information, Michigan is the only state, hey look, a drone, hopefully it's not a leftover from the Obama era, is it? Everyone duck and cover. It's gonna be like Saving Private Ryan. Michigan is the only state that I know of. People talk about this in New York, and I know that Michiganders, when you hear people nationally talking about New York and their nursing home policy, you go, oh gosh, you think you have it bad. Michigan not only sent sick COVID patients into nursing homes, and you would think they were readmitting people who were living in these senior living homes, Michigan sent young, sick patients into senior living homes like a buzzsaw. Knowing what we know about the virus, knowing what we know about who is most vulnerable, you tell me how that's a scientific approach to send a 20-year-old with COVID. Now, this happened when nursing homes told Governor Whitmer that they were not ready, but she refused to listen to the advice of the known medical professionals. And when I say medical professionals, I don't mean scientists just sitting on a board. I mean people actually treating and seeing patients and the consequences of this governor's actions. So Melissa Samuel is a president of the CEO of the Healthcare Association of Michigan, and she made it clear that they were not equipped to deal with this, which brings me to the next point here. Many of you know this, the veto from Governor Whitmer. Show of hands, who knows about the veto? Okay, I don't know what you're saying, but a lot of shouts. Hey, look, FedEx shirt right there. We appreciate it. Maybe you guys could take care of the votes. Huh, I'm voting for president. Can you do next day shipping? I don't know. So, senior living facilities in Michigan faced such a disaster that there was a bipartisan bill presented in Michigan. And this is important, folks, and everyone watching at home, because this is a microcosm of the United States. It was a bipartisan bill, both Republicans and Democrats. It passed your state House and Senate. There were three basic demands, and I would say that these are sensible demands. Others would say that they are Nazi demands. I don't know, I'll let you be the judge. Three demands: don't send sick patients, COVID patients, into nursing homes. Don't send the mentally ill into nursing homes. And if you're going to send people into nursing homes who've had COVID, make sure they are quarantined in a separate facility. Bipartisan bill, Democrat, Republican support, made it through your state legislature, veto from your governor. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky, because as we were traveling to the wonderful state of Michigan, we found out that Governor Whitmer changed the policy a little bit in private. But what's interesting is the change isn't really a change. If you look at her reasoning for having vetoed that bill, it's the exact same reasoning as to the official change of her policy. Let me read it for you. When she vetoed the bill, she said, "The bill was based on the false premise that isolation units created within existing facilities are somehow insufficient to protect seniors." Okay? The new order says, "The new care and recovery centers must designate a distinct area for COVID-19 isolation. They must have a designated wing or separate unit." Well, hold on a second. How is that a change? You vetoed the bill because you said we already had it. Does this strike anyone as a little bit odd? Vetoing a bill that was brought forward because medical professionals, science, you know, the folks we all deny apparently said, hey, we need to protect seniors. She said, you don't need to. You guys are fine. And now she's instituting a new order only after we have been behind the scenes sending requests for information that have either been denied or not responded to the exact same effect. Which brings me to the next point here, the numbers. Yes, sir, real numbers. I appreciate it. And I love the headband. I don't know whether to give you a hug or jazzercise. So this is one thing we've been told, right? How many people here have been accused of denying science if you say that you disagree with the lockdowns? Yeah. Now, how many people here have either had a business or know people who own businesses that have been irreparably damaged? There you go. Science deniers. Okay. So, what's the correlation here as it relates to COVID in states? Because Michigan has it pretty bad. Well, you can look at this chart. We have European countries as well as the United States, different states. Lockdowns. Did lockdowns help states? No. You can't argue that it helps states, and you can't necessarily argue that it hurts states. I'm not making that argument. What about total population? Is it only states with huge populations that were affected? No. Is it, as the media's been saying now, and they shift and pivot, population density? No, it's not population density. How about geography? This is where we started digging for numbers, and I tell you what, I thought I had it wrong. I had to have it confirmed by 2, 3, 4 doctors and people who worked in running numbers. So, we can look at states with similar population densities and states that either neighbor or touch Michigan. We can look at Wisconsin, we can look at Ohio, we can look at Illinois, we can look at Indiana, we can look, I think I already said Ohio, but I guess we say them twice. I don't know. All right, stop it. They're not here. John Kasich's not going to show up running through the crowd. Now, these states, although they have similar geographic locations and very similar population densities, do not have anywhere near the death rates. Even more, the states that have the directly comparable population densities, states like North Carolina, states like Tennessee, not even close. So why is Michigan an outlier? Well, this is where we'll bring you up to the next slide, and that is the verifiable cover-up. I'm not a fan of cover-ups either. I agree with your boo. So, this is where it gets really scary, to the point where you have to either assume incompetence to the level that someone is unfit for office, or the kind of misleading, I hate to use the word evil, but covering up these numbers when people are suffering and dying. Either way, it's unacceptable. How many people here have heard the reported number that in Michigan, 34% of all your deaths, only 34% come from senior living homes? Show of hands. That number is a lie. And no one else has been able to dig into this as we have before, and we're still waiting on some information from the governor, which you'll be filing to when we're done with this. So, you look at it and you say, 34%. Well, you know what? That seems to track with other states. Let's look at the other states nearby. Again, those states that were mentioned, Ohio, Wisconsin. Yeah, those states all have, give or take, a fatality rate of the total deaths coming from senior living homes between 28 to 36%, depending on the numbers you use. Okay, so that would seem to check out. Until you take one thing into consideration. This was fine print that I don't believe I read at MLive. Michigan's tracking, and it's the only state with these comparable states, doesn't include assisted living facilities, adult foster care facilities, or homes for the aged. So let me be clear, all of these other states here, their total deaths are 34% when you include assisted living facilities, nursing homes, adult foster facilities, and homes for the aged. In Michigan, it's 34% coming exclusively from some nursing homes. You know how many of those are? 1,967 deaths coming from about 440. About 447 nursing homes. Now here's the challenge. Assisted living facilities are not licensed in Michigan, okay? And I don't want to get nerdy here, but these numbers really matter and they scared me when I read them. Assisted living facilities are not licensed in Michigan, but they are used in those total numbers from other states, so we would need them for an apples to apples comparison. However, there is a website where you can go right now to verify which nursing homes, adult foster homes, and homes for the aged are licensed by the state. So the total number, 34% of all deaths in Michigan come from 440 something nursing homes. How many currently active licensed facilities are there in Michigan? Over 10 times that amount, folks. There are over 4,400 currently active licensed homes. So let's keep that into context. All those states that we're talking about, they're including numbers from thousands of locations and homes. For some reason, in Michigan, it's only including 1/10 of that. Science, right? All you little science deniers out there, anyone want to buy that all of these homes, 9/10 of them, 90% have had no deaths? Not one? And that brings us to another slide here, the results. So we've had to do some digging and some extrapolating, right? When you don't have a governor who's transparent enough to give you the numbers, you have to try and guess. The average death age of death for someone in Michigan with COVID is 77 years old, 75 on the low end. Over 70% of all deaths from COVID in Michigan come from 70 years old or older. That tracks with the average age of people in nursing homes when they start going in, folks. This makes it clear why we need these numbers. Now, like I said, I cannot assume, we can't assume anything at this point, but we also can't make an educated decision, can we, as to how we need to move forward as a state and a country. If we don't have the numbers from these other 3,000-4,000 facilities, how can we know if a lockdown, which has decimated Michigan businesses, is good for this state and this country? Release the numbers. Can we hear that? Let's release the numbers. Governor Whitmer, release the numbers. 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 Now, Governor Whitmer, when she vetoed the bill before and then secretly changed it more recently, said, well, hold on a second. We don't need any of these rules that would prevent sending young COVID-infected patients into nursing homes because these nursing homes can handle it. All of these assisted living facility homes, these senior homes, I don't want to say just nursing homes. She said, they can handle it. Well, they said we can't. Well, science doesn't matter in an instance. She said, no, no, they have the oversight to handle it. Well, how can you make that claim when, if you have children here, I would ask that they maybe don't watch this next portion because it is disturbing. How can you claim that we have systems in place to protect the most vulnerable when you don't have the kind of oversight necessary to stop this from happening? Yet, folks, I'm not here to call for anyone to be locked up. I'm here to call for the truth as a starting point. Can we all agree on the truth to start off? Any left folks, right folks? Don't we deserve access to the numbers and the truth? Now, that man, Norman Bledsoe, was beaten ultimately into a depression where he starved himself to death by a man named Jaden Hayden. That was the man beating him. Anyone here know? Well, they were in the same room together. COVID. People across the country, people who are watching right now on the live stream, many folks don't know that. They think, oh, something went wrong. No, no. That man was placed, a known dangerous offender, with a senior citizen because they have COVID. And we're supposed to believe that these homes were equipped and wanted to bring in more sick patients. Well, who could have possibly seen that coming? Says the governor. Who could have seen it coming? Well, let me tell you, not only the medical professionals, not only those seeing patients, but the boy's dad, who actually said this, he never should have been housed, quarantined with the victim that he eventually assaulted. That should have never happened. Someone dropped the ball. I do think someone dropped the ball, and that someone is Governor Whitmer. It's time to hold her accountable, folks. So now listen, I want to go back here really quickly before I go to what everyone here can do, a call to action to Grandma Ruth. Grandma Ruth is 97 years old and she's a firecracker. I love her. She talks mad crap when we play Rummy Cube. She makes up songs about how bad I am. She accuses me of having a learning disability because she's from that generation where it's just okay. But I was with Grandma Ruth, 97 years old, with the house that her husband built with his bare hands. That's a different generation, folks. Could I build a house with my bare hands? I mean, I could try. I wouldn't go on the second floor. The point is, I was sitting outside of her house, talking with her through a screen door. And she might have let out a cuss word or two. She was a little frustrated, which she would be appalled to know that I repeat it here. And she said, I want to hug my granddaughter. She said, who the hell are you? She said, who the hell are you? She said, people talk about how it's Live your day like it's its last, right? Live this every day as though you're dying. Live it as though you don't have another day, right? And by the way, that's usually horrible advice because you should plan for tomorrow, especially if you're young. You should make sure that you're taking care of those folks that you love. But when you are at that age, 97, think about this, 4, 5, 6 months? 4, 5, 6 months where she can't spend time with the people she loves most. And she said, hey, I'm 97. I'm willing to make that trade-off if it means that I get to hold my grandchildren and kiss my granddaughters. And who the hell are you to tell me that I can't? Now, I know that is not popular. It'll fall on deaf ears to those who support euthanasia. But whether you agree with that opinion or not, all of this starts with something very simple, and we don't have it, and that is demanding the truth, knowing the numbers, because we know what we have is a lie. So what can we do? Right now, folks, we've made it very easy. If you go to louderwithcrowder.com, that's our website, one click, you can submit your very own request of information under the Freedom of Information Act, because she can't deny us all, okay? That's a start. And just because if I have to see one more yard sign in this wonderful state that thanks the governor for keeping them safe, we have distributed today thousands of signs that you can put up in your own yard to let everyone know where you line up. And if you weren't able to get one today, again, on the website, we have made those files available as PDFs so you can print your own, give them out to friends, pass it on, pay it forward. Let's make sure that folks know what we're talking about. Now, one other thing that you can do, everyone please, show me your phone. Everyone here have a phone? One guy's gonna bring out a flip. Just a drug dealer with a track phone, okay. Everyone here has a phone. And what I want you to do is tweet at Governor Whitmer. Tweet at Governor Whitmer and use the hashtag Whitmer Death Toll. Every single one of you, if you can right now, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, forward it to everyone you can so that we get an answer from this governor. We do not come with a sword. We come with the power of the pen and the power of all our voices. This is how change should come about in America. This is how conservatives bring change in America. And not a single Walgreens has to be burned to the ground. And I've got to say, we do have to get going here. I love this state so much. I wish that I could be here 100% of the time. It hasn't been the most business friendly, and your governor gives me the willies. So I spend a portion of my time here, but I look at a state that at one point was the epicenter, not only of the United States, but the world. And I look at a state that surprised the hell out of me in the last election when I saw it get called red. And I saw the media collectively soil themselves in fear. Because they understood, as goes Michigan, so goes the rest of the country. And Michigan, at one point, was the heartland of America. I know that you folks are the heartland and the backbone of America. You made your voices heard in the last election. Right now, we need to make our voices heard to protect the most vulnerable among us, because they have been systematically and proactively eradicated in this state, and it has to stop. And it starts with the truth. I'll leave you with this. Just recently, Governor Whitmer said, hey, this is all political theater, and we don't need to have independent quarantining centers because that wouldn't be scientific. But now she's called for an investigation into our president for mishandling COVID. Well, listen, folks. I say this, President Trump, if you are watching, that I and the people of Michigan all would like to say in unison, Governor Whitmer, you want to conduct that investigation? Donald Trump for mishandling COVID? All right, sweetheart, you first. Michigan, I love you. God bless. Let's make it happen.
Life-size cat chocolate cinder.